I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Susan Minot grew up in Manchester-by-the-Sea, Massachusetts. Her superb novels include Monkeys, Evening, Folly, Lust, and Other Stories. Poems, 4 a.m., is her first volume of poetry. She currently lives on North Haven Island in Maine. Susan's poems are poignant, heartfelt, and quite moving. The first poem is Boston Ancestors. I hear them behind me crossing Persian rugs on heelless shoes, drinking Dubonnet, eating nuts from the pantry, the smell of stew, talking about naval battles and varsity crew, their voices raspy with cigars in underheated rooms. Someone sewed their eyes shut with needlepoint thread, and when they speak, they make up for it in booming tones. It is somewhere out of them, alive or dead, I have sprung. Yet not a person there seems to recognize me, not one. The next is Interloper. There is a cat up on the roof with stripes across his face. He has the curious, guarded look of a cat who knows its place may be inhabited by other cats. I see him through the windows past yellow tangles on the sill. Beyond the long pegged rack of all my heartsick hats, he lifts his paw and shakes off rain. His face is wild and true. For a moment, he relieves me of the pain of loving you. Another is The Toast. After I've made it stumbling through the day and liquid light surrounds the windowsill, after paper buds have furled their wrinkled way, and tired, I've relaxed my will, I think of you and your warm embrace, and recall the disturbed calmness of your face in repose, and all the sorrow I've contained this brilliant Tuesday in this lonely place vanishes. It topples down the hours, strained till memory leaves another trace. The time you smiled and covered me with kisses and clicked your teeth to mine in a brisk toast, and I think, at least, I have that clinking ghost. Upper West Side Blizzard. Soon, the snow that's falling now at midnight this first day of spring will melt eventually and go. The snow, the leaves, well, everything brings disappearance with it. I suppose one day I'll go to bed and not think of how your hips and arms and eyes are set. They say that will happen soon. I wait. It hasn't happened yet. And lastly, say you'll always be. As dear to me as you are now, make me stay. Tell me time is nothing, that you'll never go away. Say without me near to you, you'd die. Say always and forever, my heart, my darling, lie. These brief poems by Susan Minot, Poems 4 A.M., give a hint of longer pieces in deeper, heartfelt words. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!